USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mourners are remembering the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre in Newtown, Connecticut. It's the 10th anniversary of the tragedy that took the lives of 20 first graders and 6 educators. A memorial opened to the public last month with the victims' names etched into the granite base of the water fountain. The United States is expected to meet Ukraine's request for more powerful defense against Russian airstrikes.
The United States is ready to approve sending Patriot missiles to Ukraine. After finally agreeing to an urgent request from Ukrainian leaders, they claim they need the weapons to shoot down incoming Russian missiles attacking Ukrainian infrastructure. The approval is likely to come later this week and could be announced as early as Thursday. I'm Lance Pry.
House and Senate negotiators have reached a framework to pass a full-year government funding bill. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says this is the best option the country has right now.
A year-long omnibus is by far the best option we have for making sure our kids, our senior citizens, our veterans, our small business, our military members, our defense, and all of the families that benefit from this don't see vital government services lapse or shrink.
For former President Donald Trump, some old grudges are hard to put aside. More from Rich Johnson.
The former president filed a defamation suit against the Pulitzer Prize Board. This over the 2018 National Reporting Prize it gave to the New York Times and Washington Post. The papers were honored for coverage of the alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 campaign. The suit was filed in court in Okeechobee County, Florida. I'm Richard Johnson.
The Fed announced Wednesday they're raising interest rates by a half a point to try to bring down inflation. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is trying to ban TikTok from operating in the United States. He says the reason is simple.
They allow the Chinese Communist Party to gain access to all of the private data on any device in America that's using TikTok. That's our kids, that's phones connected to our kids' phones, and that's a national security threat.
Rubio is co-sponsoring bipartisan legislation to block and prohibit all transactions from any social media company in or under the influence of China, Russia, and several other foreign countries of concern. The Securities and Exchange Commission has charged 7 Twitter users and a podcaster in an alleged $100 million stock manipulation scheme run through social media. The 7 Twitter users also use the messaging app Discord to promote certain stocks to hundreds of thousands of followers and then quietly sold their positions after a run-up of the stock's prices. Both the SEC and the Justice Department said a government investigation is still ongoing. Pope Francis is suggesting folks help Ukrainians in need and instead celebrate a more humble Christmas. At his weekly general audience, he talked about Ukrainian civilians suffering without power, water, and heat during the holiday season. The Pope said while celebrating Christmas is important, offering concrete signs of help for those in need should take priority over gifts this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.